USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people are dead after a tornado rips through the Oklahoma City suburb of El Reno overnight. A trailer park and hotel leveled. This woman was home with her two grandchildren when the twister hit, trapping them in the rubble, when her son called her cell phone to check on them.
I had 2% on my phone. His name showed up. I hit the button, told him we got hit. The boys are fine. And within 5 minutes, he was there.
More tornadic weather could happen today from southern Nebraska to the Texas Panhandle, and intense storms could also hit the mid-Atlantic. The Toronto Raptors are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history after beating the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, 100-94. It will be the first time a non-U.S. team will compete for the NBA crown. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 8.0 striking north-central Peru early Sunday. No word on damage or casualties yet. The U.S. Geological Survey reports it was centered 50 miles southeast of Lagunas, and it says it was very deep at about 100 miles below the surface, which means less damage at the surface. President Trump arriving in Japan on Saturday saying he's optimistic about a new trade deal between the U.S. and Japan, saying at a news conference in Tokyo shortly after his arrival, he's working on a new bilateral agreement, which he said would be fair and reciprocal.
Commerce between the United States and Japan is essential to ensuring a future of peace and prosperity for all of our citizens.
After a morning of golf with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, President Trump handed out a special award to the winner of a sumo wrestling contest in Tokyo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 35-year-old American hiker survives for over 2 weeks in a forest in Hawaii. Maryland resident Amanda Eller finally found alive and airlifted to a local hospital. Her mother, Julia Eller, says her daughter went on a hike that she's gone on before, but this time she got lost.
Sat down and rested on a fallen log, just kind of meditated and took a little nap. And when she got up, she was disoriented about where she was and just followed her instincts trying to get back to her car. And obviously she didn't make it back to her car. She was headed in the wrong direction.
She suffered a minor fracture to her leg and some severe sunburn, but she's expected to quickly recover. Alabama lawmakers approving a plan to try to get around some judges refusing to sign any marriage license because of their objections to same-sex marriages. The legislature approving a bill that would end all marriage licenses and instead approve marriage certificates, which would not need to be signed by probate judges. And a Korean film is winning the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival for the first time. South Korean director Bong Joon-ho's dark comedy Parasite won the Palme d'Or prize. It's about a group of impoverished hustlers who move into the home of a wealthy entrepreneur and his family. It's the second straight year that an Asian director has won the top prize at Cannes. A Japanese filmmaker won it last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.